what was the advantage of the IBM equipment?
Electrical flexibility, electrically setting up to do any job you wanted to in your own shop. Mm-hmm. All you had to do to start set up a new job was design a new card form, which determined you how you punch the figures, what figures you punch and how you, where they'd be, how they'd be arranged. And you could then make your own selection of what you needed of that information on the card to any particular report you wanted to run. You never used all of it at one time, but if your card was properly written, prepared, you counted on the principal benefit was that you used the same numbers in several different ways. Mm-hmm. Different combinations, and it was entirely within the user's choice. They didn't have to go have something built in the way of a mechanical connection, which was necessary in a Remington Rand or Powers situation. In an unvarying situation, Powers were probably just as good as we were. They had some advantages, they used a little more complex way of encoding the data, which we didn't ever get to.
Did you get to know your competing salesman from Remington Rand? Did you know them personally?
No, that was a rule.
It was a rule that you didn't.
You didn't know them. You were really careful, as you are now, not disparaging them.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, but there's really no interaction. In other words, when we had I don't even remember whether Remington Rand was unfortunately a diverse corporate company. The punch card business was only a small section of it.
Right.
And most of their people were people selling bookkeeping machines, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't run into them at all. Except when he wanted to do the interline freight account, and you don't want to displace 15 or 20 comptometer operators with an IBM machine that might do the work. It became a different problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we just barely got to that point where we could use our multipliers, card operated multipliers, to do that work, because the comptometers were pretty efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And the jobs are a lot of little jobs. And we stopped pretty much to just adding machine type of operation in the railroads, except for the payroll, which you could put through. That was the first place we used the multipliers. One of the things that as IBM grew, of course, was as each new machine came along, you suddenly have to review how you could improve the IBM picture, do a better job,
mm-hmm.
by adopting it. I remember one of the times we had a group of railroad people in Endicott, and the collator just come out as an addition to the sorter for resequencing cards or measuring groups of cards. I think we ended up with 40 different specific places where we'd use the collator would put us ahead of the job in getting these cards prepared for end of the month work. Mm-hmm. Much of the card work, of course, had that nature that you'd punch cards all month and then have to do your, and then put your figures together for the month, for the year, for the month, by railroad by station, by forwarding station or receiving station. And that's where the punch card had a real really clear economic advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It still does, but it's not. We don't pay as much attention to it, I don't think, now as we did then, when you had to essentially displace manual keyboard machines with essentially a initial recording, mm-hmm. and using it as well in as many ways as it could be used to make it productive.
Mm-hmm. I pray
this is going to be an education, re-education of me, my rethinking of mine of what I hadn't thought about for 50 years.
Uh-huh.
That's what's wild about this. One of the last things I did while I was with the railroad group was prepare a set of charts, which is what we call Machine Methods of Railroad Accounting. 70 or 80 charts showing the cards form you use, the steps through which you, the data you got it from, and the steps through which it earned its keep by making reports or summaries.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked all right. The job was all right, and it was used quite widely. I applied it line for line at one point to the Lackawanna Railroad, and then I still helped the local Newark salesman sell the account, and then we installed it. Part of it in the Hoboken Station, and part of it in Scranton, where they had an earlier initial IBM installation of the less powerful machines. There was a big difference between 1930 and 1933. Up to the early 30s, you never had more than 45 columns of information on a card.
Mm-hmm.
And the expansion of the card by making the sitting round holes of a rectangular one,
right,
giving you 80 columns, was just enough to essentially do a good job on the railroad accounting and in many other instances. You needed the information you really needed in one spot. What was really not adequate on the 45 column card, but on when we 80 column freight accounting was the thing that really gave us the superiority,
mm-hmm.
factor in our particular job. So these. And at the same time, we began to get alphabetic printing, which made a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
That started about just after I joined. Mm-hmm. First printers were 1931 or two. Alphabetic printers.
Right.
Actually, the railroad did without the alphabetic printers until, except for payroll, almost the whole time. They never really cared about the names of the stations.
I see.
They went by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that did people because of payroll, because of the difficulty of sorting alphabetic.